欢迎收听由劳动部劳动力发展署委托制播的菲律宾 Tagalog 语节目及广告宾至如归飞向马尼拉
Ang programang Feel at Home ka dito ay handog ng Ministry of Labor Workforce Development Agency at binuo ng Taiwan Broadcasting Company 宾至如归飞向马尼拉 Manila sa Taiwan Feel at Home ka
Mga kababayan, magandang araw po sa inyong lahat. Ang pinapakinggan ho natin programa ngayon ay Feel at Home ka dito. Ako po si Kaibigan Jay. Summer na, mga kababayan. Ang init na ng panahon. So, nag-i-start na naman ng napakainit na panahon, mga kababayan. Kaya tuloy, siguro tayo ay parang madaling maubos ang ating pasensya. Napapin nyo ba minsan, pag halimbawa mainit ang weather, tapos ang situation mo ay pawis na pawis ka, ang pagdating din ng salita mo ay parang mabilis ka mainis. Nawawala ka kagad ng pasensya. Siguro dahil nga sa weather, dahil not comfortable yung iyong situation, yung iyong health problem, kaya tuloy wala kang masyadong pasensya pag merong nagtanong sa'yo ng isang bagay na naiinis ka rin, ganun. Kaya tuloy, merong isang nanay na nagsabi sa akin, bakit kaya merong mga ganyan magbigay ng answer na parang walang pasensya nga ang dating. Pero kasi dahil nga sa init, tapos sa situation mo, at saka ang dami mo pang trabaho, kaya tuloy nawawalan ng pasensya yung tao sumagot sa'yo. Be understanding na lang. Yun lang masasabi ko, be understanding sa lahat ng situation. Kasi kung talagang merong kang kailangan na pabor dito sa tatanungan mo, be patient. Kasi hindi natin alam ano yung na-encounter niyang health problem. So, siguro ganun na lang din para tayo makuha yung gusto natin na result pa. Kung kailangan natin itong taong to at magtatanong tayo, be polite and yun nga, huwag kayo basta-basta mat-turn off sa ganyan bagay. Naintindihan nyo ba ako? Yung maibig sabihin dito is, halimbawa ako, kailangan ko na magtanong at makasagot from other professional na tao. Tapos, itong taong to, syempre professional siya, marami siyang ginagawa, so wala siya masyadong pasensya. Pero dahil kailangan natin yung sagot niya, be patient na lang na makakuha until makakuha nyo yung, gusto nyong sagot. Good. So, marami tayong kailangan i-announce dito ngayon sa ating programa. Okay, so unang-una natin sasabihin, ito ay para sa mga part na yung mga documents niya at tumakbo, also known as a TNT na kababayan natin sa Taiwan. Ngayon, merong nilabas ang immigration para sa mga takbo o TNT na kababayan natin. So, pakinggan po natin, no? Give yourself a chance. Return home sooner. And turn yourself in fine reduced by half. So, 50% daw ang babayaran na lang kung halimbawa gusto nyo mag-surrender. So, must be aware, latest amendments of law. Starting from October 1, 2025, overstayers, yung ating mga foreigners or nationals without household registration who turn themselves in before apprehended by authorities may be eligible for a reduction of fine by half according to the latest amendments to regulations governing the recognition and reduction standards of special reasons in Article 74-1 of the Immigration Act. Ito, in short, explain ko sa inyo, in short, ang ibig sabihin dito ay, halimbawa tayo, expired na ang ating mga documents at overstay na tayo dito or dun sa mga hindi nakapag-update ng ating ARC, ibig sabihin expired na yung ARC ninyo at alam nyo kayo ay tumakbo, yun nga yung mga tinatawag natin na TNT. So, starting nga noong 2025 pa, October 1st, kung kayo ay nag-surrender, surrender tayo pwede sa MECO, pwede tayo mag-surrender sa Immigration Police, or pwede tayo pumunta sa mga pinakamalapit na police station yun yung tinatawag na surrender. Kasi ibig sabihin, might be nanggaling sa yourself na gusto nyo, we take the initiative na pumunta sa police station, mag-surrender. Yun yung tinatawag na surrender. Hindi yung nahulihan kayo. Kasi pag nahulihan tayo, ang penalty talaga ay napakalaki. Okay? So, iba yon. Ang nahulihan at saka kayo mismo nag-surrender sa police station. Ang fine lang ho nun kung kayo magsusurrender sa immigration police ay half lang ng total amount ng dapat nating babayaran. Tandaan niyo po yun, no? So, must comply all necessary steps. Self-reporting overstayers must, number one, pay the total amount of received fine. Number two, make travel documents ready. Number three, leave before the deadline set by NIA. Yun yung National Immigration Affairs. So, those who fail to comply will be subjected to full fines. So, paalam ko lang din sa inyo, no, yung mga sinasabi niyang full fines is, for your information, mga kababayan, kung ito ay bagong policy na, no, ng immigration, ang sabi nila, kung kayo ay nag-overstay ng 1 day to 10 days, ang penalty ay 10,000 na kagad. 10,000. 1 to 10 days lang, ha? And then, kung 11 to 30 days nag-overstay kayo, 20,000 ang fine. Kung halimbawa kayo ay 31 days to 60 days nag-overstay sa Taiwan, ang fine nyo ay magiging 30,000. Kung halimbawa 61 days to 90 days, ang magiging penalty natin ay nasa 40,000. At kung overstay natin, lumampas na ng 90 days, mga kababayan, yung sobrang tagal-tagal nyo na dito talaga sa Taiwan, ng 1 year and a half above, ang penalty natin nasa 50,000. Ganun po kalaki, 50,000. Kaya kung halimbawa kayo ay gusto nyo mag-surrender ngayon, half price na lang, 50%. So, dun sa mga lahat ng mga sinabi ko na 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, 50,000, magiging half na lang yun. Tandaan ninyo. So, halimbawa, lumapas na kayo ng mga more than 1.5 years, dun sa mga matagal na talaga dito, no? Veterano na dito sa Taiwan, yung 50,000 natin, magiging 25,000 na lang ang ating babayaran. At magiging 7 years, supposed to be, kung kayo ay original, magiging yun nga, half din, 3.5 years na hindi kayo pwedeng pumasok dito sa Taiwan. Tandaan po natin yun, ha? For more information, pwede tayo tumawag sa 1-855 para po mag-inquire. Bukod dito, another concern ko rin sa mga kababayan natin, dahil ang maraming mga kababayan natin na lumapas na ng 12 years, diba? 12 years na tayo, nag-graduate na tayo dito sa Taiwan, 12 years. Pero kung kayo ay umuwi na sa Pilipinas, kung gusto niyo pa bumalik dito sa Taiwan, ang only way na lang po para makapagtrabaho kayo ulit dito sa Taiwan, kailangan ng amo natin gawin tayong yun nga, intermediate skill worker, which iba ng term nun. No? Pero ang alam ko, alam niyo pa rin ang intermediate skill worker. Gawin ho tayong ganun status, which is gray collar job, and ang pwedeng kumuha sa'yo, yung mga previous nating employer. Tandaan ho ninyo, previous nating employer. Kasi sila lang ang pwedeng tayong i-upgrade gawing intermediate skill worker, gray collar job. And yun doon naman sa, kung halimbawa mag-a-apply kayo sa Pilipinas, halimbawa no, na gusto nyo makabalik dito sa Taiwan, kailangan should be intermediate skill worker na tayo. Saka lang tayo pwedeng mag-apply nga sa Pilipinas. Kasi sa Pilipinas, merong mga available job na tinatawag natin dun sa pagtrabaho sa port, pagtrabaho sa hotel, yung mga ganun stuff na meron na rin ngayon sa TECO na magtatayo nga daw sila ng direct hiring center sa TECO para direct na daw pumunta sa Taiwan. Yun yung mga tinatawag natin na additional policy sa Taiwan. So, either kung kayo ay 12 years na, tapos gusto nyo pa rin mag-apply doon sa Pilipinas ng direct hiring, hindi po tayo allowed kasi 12 years na tayo. Pero kung halimbawa, kayo ang status nyo na ay intermediate na skill worker, tapos mag-apply kayo, yun pwede. Yun. So, yun yung naiba doon. Pero doon sa mga bago pa lang na gusto mag-apply nga ng direct hiring doon sa TECO as magtrabaho sa port, or dun sa mga hotel, industrial, ganun. Pwede. ang inyong status na ay diretso na kayo magiging gray collar job. Pero yung qualification ay hindi ganun kadali. Parang sa blue collar job, syempre, dapat siguro meron kayong mapapakita ng mga skills. For more information, pwede tayong magtanong sa 1855 para mas malinaw po. Okay ba? And then, ito ay nag-inquire muna ako no, sa 1855 bago ko sabihin ito. Okay? At dun sa ibang mga kababayan natin na hindi makapagtawag sa 1855, pwede na rin kayong mag-message sa kanila, no? Using the LINE application, i-search nyo sa at 1855 MW_PH. So, masi-search nyo na ang LINE app ng 1855 kung kayo ay Filipino workers. And dun sa kanilang website, i-search nyo sa computer or sa cellphone ninyo, i-type nyo ang fw.wda.gov.tw. Scroll down nyo lang siya until sa ibaba. Dun nyo makikita dun sa merong 1855 inquiry. Dun po. So, dun nyo makikita kung meron din silang live chat customer service through the LINE app or sa website. Pwede na rin online calling. Malinaw po. At ito pong programa namin ay handog sa inyo ng Ministry of Labor, Workforce Development Agency of Binulan Taiwan Broadcasting Company.
Pilit nating iniwasan ganitong mga tanungan. At kahit di sigurado, tinuloy natin ang ating ugnayan. Ngayon naubos ng kwentuhan, nagsimula ng magsisihan. Lahat ay parang lumabo, di alam kung saan tutungo. Sabi ko na nga ba, dapat nung una pa lamang, di na umasa, di na niwala. Hindi tayo pwede inagtagpo, pero di tinatana. Hindi na posible
Topics. Ito ang nilalaman ng mga sasabihin.
Mga kababayan, Itong sa loob nating isang oras na programa, ang mapapakinggan po natin mga latest na policy at regulations, unang-una ay mga items na bawal idalin dito sa Taiwan. Number 2,
intermediate skill worker.
Number 3,
what is occupational injury?
Number 4,
pregnant woman cannot work during night shift.
Number 5,
pay attention to 7 key points for riding the mini electric two-wheel vehicle.
Number 6, migrant workers one-stop service question and answer. Halimbawa man kayo meron pang gusto malaman ng mga bagong regulations dito sa Taiwan at hindi ho namin na ina-announce, pwede ho nyo bisitahin ang aming website. Pwede nyo bisitahin ang aming website sa fw.wda.gov.tw or pwede nyo rin i-add ang 1955 sa LINE application. I-type nyo lang sa LINE ang @1955mw_ph para meron tayong regularly na makakatanggap ng notification galing sa MOL.
What should you do when you receive a summons? What should you be aware of when you're in court? Welcome to this segment on defendants in criminal litigation. Let us answer your questions. Understanding the summons. After receiving the summons, which parts should you pay particular attention to? First, you should note the contact details of the court and the clerk in charge. Once you're at the courthouse, you'll give your case number to court personnel so they can check on your case. The cause of action refers to the type of criminal litigation on the basis of the facts. The time of arrival indicates the time the proceedings are scheduled to begin. Note the location of the proceedings, including the courtroom number, to avoid going to the wrong place on that day. The branch ID is the branch the court has appointed to hear your case. The type of session reveals what the court is prepared to do on the court date. The most common sessions are preliminary proceedings and trial proceedings. When the case comes to court, the preliminary proceedings will begin, and the court will confirm if the defendant has admitted guilt in the answer to the complaint, and whether they have appealed to investigate the investigation evidence. After the preliminary proceedings have concluded, a date will be chosen for the trial, with cross-examinations and oral arguments, where each side will present their case. The most important thing is that you need to offer up a response or evidence within the stated time frame or appoint a lawyer to defend you. You should attend in person unless you have a valid reason not to. If you receive a summons and don't attend, what will happen? The consequences are very serious. If you don't appear on time without a valid reason, the court will issue a warrant for the police to arrest you, or you'll be listed as wanted by the police. What should I do if I can't attend court on the designated date? If the case involves a non-serious crime, in principle, you can appoint an agent ad litem to attend court for you. If you are unable to attend court due to illness or a business trip, please remember to apply to the court for leave before the court date and attach evidentiary documents. If the court approves, you can then take leave. What if you take issue with anything listed in the complaint mailed to you by the prosecutor? You can submit a written defense to the criminal complaint before the court date or on the same day. Or, on the court date, you can give an oral statement in court. A little reminder. If you need to consult examples of a written criminal defense, you can visit our website and our AI customer service assistant can help you. Just enter written defense in the search box and you'll find templates and examples to use as a reference. How can I appoint someone to defend me? You can appoint a lawyer to defend you, a statutory agent, a spouse, or a third degree relative can also independently retain a defense attorney for you. After appointing your defender, you need to sign a power of attorney for criminal action form and submit it to the court. Will the court appoint a public defender or lawyer for me for free? In certain situations, If you have not chosen a defender, the court will appoint one for you. For example, in cases in which the minimum punishment for criminal responsibility is a fixed-term imprisonment of not less than 3 years, or in cases of civil strife, treason, obstructing diplomatic relations, Article 7(1) of the National Security Law and its attempted crimes, and crimes specified in Items 1 to 3 of Article 8. If defendants are suffering from a mental illness or disorder, or are mentally challenged and are unable to effectively express their opinion, or they're indigenous or from a low-income background, the court will appoint a lawyer for them. Preparing for court. The day you are set to appear in court arrives. If the court has agreed to remote proceedings, please refer to the Remote Court Proceedings Handbook in advance. For more information, you can scan the QR code in the top left corner. The courtroom is a solemn place, so if you do attend in person, please take care to dress appropriately to show you take your own rights seriously. On that day, remember to bring the summons, your ROC ID card, or other identification, and any documents listed on the summons. Ideally, you should register your attendance at the court early, giving yourself time to find the courtroom. Please make use of public transportation when possible. Don't forget to log in a bit early if it's a remote proceeding. There are two ways to register your arrival at court: at the counter or the check-in kiosk. After you've registered and arrived at the appointed court, wait for the court attendant to call you in. If it's not your turn yet, you can either stay outside in the waiting area or sit in the public gallery inside your appointed courtroom and listen to the current session. If the appointed time arrives and your case hasn't been called yet, the previous case may have gone over on time. Like hospital clinics, courts hear several cases every day, so please be patient. You can check the progress of the previous case on the court's website or on the LCD monitors outside the court. After entering the courtroom, please remain silent and be respectful. Court procedures and your rights. Taking pictures, video, and making audio recordings in the courtroom is not permitted. If required, you can apply for a CD recording from the court after proceedings are complete. Now I'll take you on a tour of the courtroom. At the front is the judge's bench. Below the judge are the court clerk and the court interpreter. In the center is the witness stand. The victim and the prosecutor are on the right. The defendant and their agent ad litem are on the left. Witnesses and other relevant persons are in the spectator gallery waiting to testify. When called upon, enter the seat designated for the defendant. The judge will check some of your basic information with you, including your name, date of birth, and residential address, and ensure that you are not bound to the will of external parties. Then they will announce the cause of action and inform you of your rights. We advise you to write out a clear answer to the complaint and submit it to the court. When you appear in court, you should address the main points to ensure the court's time is used effectively. The judge will ask you to clarify anything they have questions about. If you're unsure as to your ability to explain clearly, you can provide written documents to supplement your testimony. Please respect the right of others to explain themselves. Do not interrupt them. If you want to counter, please raise your hand. You may speak again with the judge's permission. In court, the clerk will make a written record of the main points of the proceedings. Everyone will have a computer monitor to view this record. If you discover an error or a misunderstanding in this record, you can report it immediately. During a trial, defendants have the right to remain silent. You can choose not to answer when questioned, as you shouldn't be compelled to make statements that don't conform with what you think. In the preliminary proceeding, the prosecutor will explain the facts of the crime, and the judge will explain the details of the complaint and the response. The judge will ask you if you wish to express opinions on the evidence offered up, and the facts as described by the prosecutor. both you and the prosecutor can ask for additional evidence to be investigated, and the court will define the scope and method for this. The judge will collate this and list the points of contention and agreement between both parties. During the trial process, the prosecutor will explain the cause of action, and you can respond. At this time, both parties will cross-examine relevant witnesses and experts to verify the evidence obtained in the investigation. After the evidence has been investigated, you and the prosecutor will debate your guilt. Then the two sides will discuss sentencing. The judge will ask you to make your final statement. If the verdict has not been handed down by the court yet, the judge will inform the court of the next court date and location. If the judge thinks that the evidence has been sufficiently investigated, he will announce the conclusion of oral arguments. The judge will then choose a date to announce the verdict. If you are found guilty, they will confirm the crime and the sentence. The court will publish the main text of the judgment on the day after it is announced, and you can find it on the Judicial UN's website. Giving testimony in court is not as difficult as you might imagine. So let's uphold justice together.
Taiwan Policy.
Another announcement din ito sa mga kababayan natin. Remind lang po namin sa inyo dahil marami na hong mga kababayan natin na nagta-travel dito sa Taiwan. So, hindi lang syempre yung mga nag-work dito at kasama na din yung mga nagtutour lang po papunta dito sa Taiwan. Basta tandaan lang ho natin, merong mga kamag-anak ninyo or friends ninyo ay nagpaplano pumunta dito sa Taiwan, pwede po ba pakisabi din sa kanila na kung halimbawa, bringing or sending these products to Taiwan can result in a fine of up to 3 million NT dollar. Kasama na dito ay number 1, fresh or processed meat products at fresh plant products, vegetables, fruits, or plants. Another one is pet-related products which contain animal ingredients. Another one is propagable plant products, seeds, roots, or bulbs, at milk and egg, and living insect, wood, soil, growing media. So, itong mga items na naibanggit ni kaibigan Jay dito sa atin lahat, especially dun sa mga meat or any fresh food, ay bawal po magdala dito sa loob ng Taiwan. Just in case na meron po kayong nahuli or gusto nyo i-surrender yung mga items ninyo, pwede tayo tumawag dito sa notification hotline sa 0800-039-131. Ulitin ko po, kung halimbawa meron kayong nakitang mga foreigner or kakilala natin na gusto natin i-report sila na kasi meron silang mga dala ganitong items, pwede nyo i-report dito sa hotline sa 0800-039-131. Ang susunod naman na good news na sasabihin ko sa mga kababayan ho natin, ito talaga ay napakatagal na natin tuhutong pinag-uusapan dahil ito yung hinihintay natin na policy na nilabas lang po to nung April 30. Bakit ngayon ko lang ho naibanggit? Kasi nung before, hindi pa siya talaga fully enough na details na nilabas ho ng Ministry of Labor. Policy na to, lumabas lang talaga ng recently na yung full details na ho ang tawag dito ay Long-Term Retention of Skilled Foreign Workers Program or Intermediate Skilled Worker, permitting foreign nationals to work mid-level skilled jobs. Ang mga eligibility, foreign workers who have been employed in Taiwan for over 6 years or whose cumulative work time meets the limit stipulated in the Employment Service Act. Number 2, overseas compatriot and foreign students who earn an associate degree or above. Applicable industries. Industries that face a shortage of labor, including fishing, manufacturing, construction,
agriculture for limited to outreach agricultural services, orchids, mushrooms, and vegetables, and caregivers. The technical qualification for industry sector must meet any of the qualifications regarding professional certificates, training programs, or practical implementation. These requirements is waived if one earns a regular monthly salary of 35,000 NT or above. And for the social welfare sector, must pass Taiwan's language exam and complete 20 hours of education or training. And the salary qualification for industry sector, regular monthly salary of 33,000 or above, a salary of at least 30,000 for overseas compatriot or foreign students who are first-time hires, but if they continue to be employed, it increased to 33,000 NT dollar, or an annual salary of 500,000 or above. And for the social welfare sector, care home workers, regular monthly salary of 29,000 or above. Live-in caregivers, regular monthly salary of 24,000 or above. So mga kababayan, ito yung sinasabi nating intermediate skill worker. Ibig sabihin kung tayo naging blue-collar job ng more than 6 years tayo dito sa Taiwan. Ibig sabihin basta nag-work lang ho kayo dito sa Taiwan ng more than 6 years. Pwede na ho kayo i-apply ng inyong employer gawing intermediate skill worker. Ibig sabihin naging upgrade na ho yung ating status dito sa Taiwan. Pag once naging intermediate skill worker na tayo, kailangan pa natin mag-stay ng 5 years. After 5 years, saka tayo pwede mag-apply ng APRC. Kasi yun yung mga hinihintay ng mga kababayan natin. Kasi itong APRC, ang tawag dito ay Alien Permanent Resident Certificate. Ibig sabihin ng APRC, ay pwede na tayong mag-exit entry, exit entry sa Taiwan nang wala na hong limited. At wala na rin ho kayong limited ng 12 years working dito sa Taiwan. So, naging upgrade ho tayo ng naging intermediate skill worker. Ang gusto naman talaga natin mangyari dito sa pinaka-purpose is magkaroon ng APRC. Kasi pag once meron na tayong APRC dito, ay pwede na rin nyo idalin yung mga family nyo dito sa Taiwan at magtrabaho kayo dito sa Taiwan nang hindi nyo na kailangan maghanap ng others, kailangan at least factory or caregivers tayo, ganun. So, kahit anong trabaho, basta tinanggap kayo ng company, ay pwede na ho kayo ma-hire dito sa Taiwan pag once meron na tayong APRC. Kasi dati, kung tayo ay blue-collar job lang ho, ang hawak natin ay ARC lang. At itong ARC, dahil meron tayong employed at meron tayong kontrata na 3 years, kaya tayo dito nandito sa Taiwan. At ang maximum na trabaho natin, either 12 years maximum or hanggang 14 years for caretaker. Pero pag once naging meron na tayong APRC, wala na ho tayong limited. Ibig sabihin, pwede na tayong mag-stay dito sa Taiwan for good. Yun nga lang ang hawak ho natin na APRC. Kaya mga kababayan, kung halimbawa kayo ay merong chance maging intermediate skill worker, ay yung mga qualification na sinabi ni kaibigan Jay, kailangan ho natin yun ma-reach. Kailangan makapasa din tayo sa mga test. Katulad na sinabi ko ho kanina, kung halimbawa caretaker, yung mga social welfare sector, ang salary natin ay 29,000 for the nursing home. Pero pag dito sa caretaker, at least ang salary natin mag-i-increase ng 24,000. Yun yung pinaka-basic natin. Pag tayo naman nasa industry, halimbawa mga factory workers, at meron tayong mga licenses na na-train, at meron tayong professional na certificate, ay ang ating ma-increase sa salary natin magiging 33,000 or above. Or yearly, annually salary ay 500,000 or above. Yan ho ay pag naging intermediate skill worker na tayo, yun ang magiging salary natin. So, kung halimbawa tayo ay nakapasa sa mga tests at nakakuha na rin tayo ng mga certificate or yung mga training ho natin na itapos na rin natin, gawin ho natin ito para ho maging improve yung ating staying dito sa Taiwan at hindi lang ho tayo maximum na pwede magtrabaho dito sa Taiwan ng 12 years. For more information, kung kayo ay meron pang mga katanungan dito sa intermediate skill worker, pwede ho tayo tumawag sa 1-955 para mag-inquire. Mali na ba? Mga kababayan, halimbawa may nangyari sa atin habang tayo ay nag-work. So, hindi lang ito para sa mga factory workers, fishermen, nursing home, pati na din sa ating caretaker or housekeeper. Basta kayo ay nag-work dito sa Taiwan, tayo ay protektado ng labor insurance. Kaya itong pag-uusapan ho natin ngayon ay napaka-importante ito para din malaman natin yung mga rights natin habang tayo nag-work sa Taiwan. Just in case merong man magkaroon ng accident, alam natin anong dapat natin gawin. So what is an occupational injury? In the event of an occupational injury, what should you do? In the event of an occupational injury, workers can apply for compensation in accordance with the provision of the Labor Occupational Accident Insurance and Protection Act. This applies not only to foreign workers employed in local industry. On May 1, 2022, it was mandated that foreign workers employed in the social welfare sector must also be insured. So the rights of employers and foreign workers are fully protected. Again, and what is an occupational injury? If a foreign worker is involved in a traffic accident or other incident when commuting to or from work, including accidents that occur on the way to eat, withdraw money, or during other daily activities. Injuries incurred when carrying out one's work responsibilities. Accidents that happen during break time from work. But if an accident occurs during the following situations, it does not qualify as an occupational injury. When the activity in which an individual is engaged is not a daily necessity, such as going for a meal with others, window shopping, visiting a KTV, and others. When the accident is caused by a violation of traffic regulations or dangerous driving, such as driving without a license, under the influence of alcohol, and others. Basta kayo ay nag-work dito sa Taiwan, tayo ay protektado ng labor insurance. For more details, pwede ho tayo tumawag sa 1-955, mag-inquire ho sa kanila ano yung mga situations na pwede ho nating i-apply ng as a occupational injury. Malinaw po?
Ngayon'y aking inuunawang pilit, mga pag-uulang kong iyong ginigiit. Sana'y malaman mo na tanging ikaw lamang ang aking iniintindi. Nakatanim pa sa'kin alaala, pangako mong mananatili ka. Kaya't paglisan mo'y naiwan ang pusong ito na ngayon bitin na bitin. Di mo na mababawi iniwang sakit sa mga salitang binitiwan mo. Hindi ba't ikaw na rin ang nagpasya, nagtakda at siyang unang umiwas? Bakit nga ba ako yung pinaasa? Nasa aking guni-guni, malamig mong tinig, kasabay ng hangin na dumarampi, na para bang ika'y nariyan sa aking paligid, tahimik na nagmamasid. Di mo na mapabawing iniwang sakit sa mga salitang binitiwan mo. Hindi ba't ikaw na rin ang nagpasya, nagtakda at siyang unang umiwas? Bakit nga ba ako yung pinaasa? Nahulog ng mga ulap, buwan at araw, mga bituin. Ang hinugol na panahoy na saan?
Panahoy na saan?
Di ba't sayang naman?
Sayang naman?
Kiliw. Yeah, 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 yeah.
pagbabawing iniwang sakit sa mga salitang binitiwan mo. Hindi ba't ikaw na rin ang nagpasya, nagtakda at siyang unang umiwas? Bakit nga ba ako iyong pinaasa? Bakit nga ba ako iyong pinaasa?
At doon naman sa mga kababayan natin na buntis, kung halimbawa meron kayong ganitong questions, pakinggan ho natin itong informations na para ho sa ating itong mga kababayan na buntis. Halimbawa, I'm a pregnant. Do I still have to work the graveyard shift? The pregnant foreign workers are not allowed to work the graveyard shift. In order to protect expectant mothers, employers are not allowed to assign women who are pregnant or breastfeeding to work at night from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. the next morning. Any violation of this rule by an employer is punishable by law, according to paragraph 5, article 49 of the Labor Standard Act. Women who are pregnant or breastfeeding cannot work between the hours of 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Violators can be fined between 90,000 and 450,000. Kaya malaking punishment ito sa employer kung halimbawa inutusan kayo ng employer ninyo na magtrabaho sa night shift from 10 p.m. until 6 a.m. Tandaan ho natin ito. Kaya dun sa mga kababayan ho natin na tayo ay mga pregnant, buntis ho tayo, maikailangan tayo i-adjust ang ating trabaho, lalo na ang mga shift ho natin. Hindi na tayo pwedeng magtrabaho during night shift from 10 p.m. until 6 a.m. Tandaan ho natin yun. Kung halimbawa kayo, merong ganyan situations na pinapatrabaho kayo ng employers ninyo ng ganung panahon, huwag niyo ho kalimutan tumawag sa 1-955 para ho mag-complain. At ito naman, ibabanggit ko sa mga kababayan natin, ay regarding ulit ito sa mini electric two-wheel vehicle. Dahil marami na tayong mga kababayan ay merong e-bike. So, itong e-bike, simula nga ng November 30, ay naging pangalan ay mini electric two-wheel vehicle. Meron siyang mga requirements na kailangan ho i-remind sa mga kababayan natin. Ito ay paulit-ulit namin din ibinabanggit sa inyo, no? Kasi gusto namin, bago tayo gumamit ng electric e-bike, kaya itong pay attention to 7 key points for riding the mini electric two-wheel vehicle. Unang-una, ang re-remind ho namin sa inyo ay, number 1, no license is required. Riding is allowed only for drivers 14 years old and above. Up to 1,200 is fined for violation. The driver will be immediately prohibited to drive. The car will be kept in custody. Just in case mahuli yung mga 14 years old below, hindi pa allowed mag-ride ng itong mini electric two-wheel vehicle. Halimbawa, mahuli man itong below 14 years old, ito ay mapapenaltihan ng 1,200 at makakonfiscated itong sasakyan mo sa korte. Number 2, wearing a qualified helmet for riding. Kailangan mag-wear tayo ng helmet, merong nakalagay na qualified na sticker. Number 3, do not alter the electronic control device. Up to 5,400 is fined for violation. So, do not add or reduce or alter the electronic control device or the original specifications. The mini electric bicycle might be ignited easily. Ito naman, ibig sabihin, hindi tayo pwedeng maglagay ng mga any accessories at iba pang mga nilalagyan para bumilis ang pagkaka-speed ng inyong electric e-bike. Kasi kung halimbawa meron tayong mga illegal na na-modified natin ang ating sasakyan, ito ay baka masunog ng easily pag halimbawa na sa high speed ho tayo. At mag-iingat tayo dahil baka tayo makakaroon ng car accident habang nagre-rides ho tayo. Kaya mag-iwas ho tayo ganitong mangyari. Number 4, no passenger, no speeding over 25 kilometers per hour.
$300 is fined for carrying the passenger. Up to $1,800 is fined for speeding violations. Ito naman, ibig sabihin, hindi tayo pwede mag-overspeeding ng more than 25 kilometers per hour at bawal din ho na meron kaangkas. Kasi kung meron tayong kaangkas, yung kaangkas ho ninyo, mafa-fine siya ng 300. At halimbawa kayo ay overspeeding, mafa-fine ho kayo ng 1,800. Number 5, must follow the sign, marking and light, and turn on the light during night driving. Ito naman, syempre, pag tayo nagre-ride ng mini electric two-wheel vehicles, kailangan natin mag-follow ng transportation rules. Kung ano man nakalagay doon na sign, kailangan ho natin yun sundin. At kung bandang gabi, dapat natin syempre bubuksan yung ilaw natin para makakita ho tayo ng mas malinaw. Pag ito ay hindi natin nagawa, meron tayong violations ng $1,200. Number 6, no drunk or drug driving. Up to $2,400 is fine for violation. The driver will be immediately prohibited to drive, and the car will be kept in custody. Mako-confiscated din ang sasakyan ho ninyo, no, pag tayo nahulihan na tayo ay drunk driving at saka sa drug driving. Number 7, renewal of compulsory auto liability insurance. Up to $1,500 is fine for violation. Pag tayo ay merong ganitong mini electric two-wheel vehicle, kailangan tayo bumili ng insurance ng at least 6 months ang validity. Itong insurance ng tawag ito ay compulsory auto liability insurance. Ito ay kailangan. Basta gumagamit tayo ng vehicle, itong katulad tinatawag ng e-bike, kailangan ho tayo bumili rin ng insurance. Ito ay compulsory insurance, kaya kailangan ito meron. So at least nga 6 months validity nitong insurance na to. For more information, pwede din kayo tumawag sa 1-855 for the details kung kayo ay meron pang mga katanungan or halimbawa kailangan nyo ng contact number ng vehicle office na malapit ho sa lugar ninyo. Pwede ho kayo mag-inquire ho sa 1-855. Okay?
Mga kababayan, natatandaan nyo ba yung naibanggit ko sa inyo nung last week regarding dito sa Migrant Workers One-Stop Service? So, eto na ang kanilang question and answer. Pag lumabas na ang question and answer, ibig sabihin ay kompleto na ang mga rules at regulations tungkol sa mga caretakers nagtatrabaho sa bahay basta tayo ay first-timer dito sa Taiwan bago lang ang ating mga kontrata at papasok dito sa Taiwan. Kailangan muna tayo magstay sa one-stop service center ng 3 days, 2 nights. Kaya pakinggan ho natin ito ay lagi din mga tinatanong ng mga kababayan natin. Number 1, what classes are provided during the orientation period for migrant workers newly arriving in Taiwan? The answer is, newly arrived migrant workers are required to attend 8 hours of orientation classes on adapting to life in Taiwan, health education and health insurance, occupational health and safety for live-in work, employment laws and labor rights protections. Number 2, who provides meals during the orientation period? The answer is breakfast, lunch and dinner are provided by the Ministry of Labor for the duration of orientation. Number 3, are migrant workers allowed to go outside during the orientation period? The answer is, if migrant workers need to go outside during the orientation period, they will be accompanied by staff from the Migrant Workers One-Stop Service Center. Number 4, what accommodation is provided during the orientation period? The answer is, during the orientation period, each migrant worker is be provided with one bed, and depending on the size, each room has 3 to 4 beds. Number 5, can migrant workers receive visitors during the orientation period? The answer is, if during the orientation period of migrant worker has a visitor, once he or she visitors has registered
at the front desk of the Migrant Workers One-Stop Service Center. Staff will notify the worker and arrange for them to meet in the visitor's reception area. Number 6, after the migrant workers complete orientation, what documents or certificate do they receive? The answer is, after migrant workers complete orientation on Ministry of Labor Migrant Workers One-Stop Service Center issues them with an orientation training completion certificate valid for 5 years, an employment permit letter, and an alien residence certificate. About 3 working days after completing orientation, migrant workers receive a National Health Insurance Certificate of Insurance on E-Line. Number 7. After completing orientation, migrant workers are required to undergo a health checkup. If they fail to do so, what happens? The answer is, an employer who fails to arrange for migrant workers to undergo a health checkup within 3 working days of arriving in Taiwan will be fined 60,000 to 300,000 in accordance with the provisions of the Employment Service Act. Number 8. In the period after the completion of orientation while waiting to undergo a health checkup, what type of accommodation should be provided? Are there channels through which migrant workers can appeal for assistance? The answer is, the accommodation provided to migrant workers while they wait to undergo a health checkup should adhere to the conditions detailed in the Migrant Worker Life Care Service Plan, which is to say employers or labor brokers are required to provide each worker with a bed, 3 or more square meters of living space, and a wardrobe, including as part of the living space. If employer violates these regulations, the local completed authority will issue a fine of 60,000 until 300,000 NT dollar in accordance with Article 67 of the Employment Service Act, and decline to issue or revoke the employer's migrant worker permit. If the migrant workers want to file a complaint or seek advice, they can call the 1-955 hotline, which provides a free 24-hour service, including on Sundays, in multiple languages like Chinese, English, Indonesian, Vietnamese, Thai. Alternatively, E-Line connects to 1-955 live text messaging customer service staff who providing online text discussion in a worker's own language for urgent migrant worker problems such as emergency appeals. Call the 1-955 hotline and explain the situation. So, marami pang mga questions and answers regarding dito sa one-stop service center. Kaya kung halimbawa meron pa katanungan or meron ho kayong nire-request na sabihin namin, pwede nyo ho hanapin itong details sa website ng Ministry of Labor sa fw.wda.gov.tw or i-add nyo lang ang 1-955 E-Line sa inyong LINE application. I-search nyo lang sa LINE at 1-955-MW_PH. So, meron na kayong mga makikitang question and answer regarding dito sa one-stop service center. Kasi masyadong maraming pang mga questions, no? For more details, hanapin na lang ho natin sa website or pwede rin tayo tumawag sa 1-955 mag-inquire.
快乐学中文 Masaya mag-aral ng Chinese.
Masaya mag-aral ng Chinese.
Ako si Kaibigan Jay.
Ako po si Amber.
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat.
Amber, ikaw ba marunong ka gumamit ng mga electronics or mga electric accessories sa bahay natin?
Siyempre, marunong.
Katulad ng ano ang alam mo?
rice cooker. Tsaka...
Marunong ka magluto ng kanin? Ng...
Siyempre, ano ka ba?
isipin ko ano pang hindi mo kaya. Alam ko na, hindi ka marunong mag-washing machine.
Ay, marunong ako nun.
Marunong ka ba maglaba?
Yes.
O sige nga, mamaya, pwede mo ba ilaban yung mga damit natin dyan nakatambak?
Ay, ano ba sinabay ko?
Ngayon, tuturuan natin ang mga kababayan natin paano sabihin sa Chinese yung mga lagi nating ginagamit sa bahay katulad ng mga rice cooker, electric accessory sa bahay. Kaya, lagi natin yung nagagamit nga sa bahay natin kasi at least sa isang bahay merong mga ganyan gamit eh. Dapat natin malaman paano sabihin yon. Okay ba, Miss Amber?
Okay.
O sige, magsimula tayo sa electric. Paano ba sabihin ng electric sa Chinese?
Tian. Electric. Tian. Electric.
Malapit na mag-summer. So, lagi natin sigurong bubuksan ang saratong refrigerator dahil mauuhaw tayo kasi palapit ng ang summer. Paano sabihin ang refrigerator sa Chinese?
Pingxiang refrigerator. Pingxiang refrigerator.
Ito ang susunod. Sabi mo marunong ka. Ang tawag ay rice cooker. Paano sa Mandarin?
Tian guo rice cooker. Tian guo rice cooker.
Susunod, paano naman sabihin ang water heater?
Re shui qi. Water heater. Re shui qi. Water heater.
Itong susunod nating siguradong bawat kwarto, meron tayong TV. Paano sabihin ng TV sa Chinese?
电视, TV. 电视, TV.
Ang dryer naman, hindi natin laging nakikita. Pero paano sabihin ng dryer sa Chinese?
Hongganji, dryer machine. Hongganji, dryer machine.
Tapos mamaya, di ba, lalabakan ang damit natin. Paano sabihin sa Mandarin ang washing machine?
Xiyiji, washing machine. Xiyiji, washing machine.
Okay, Miss Amber, pwede mo ba ulitin lahat ang mga tinuro mo ngayon sa amin?
Tian, electric. Tian, electric. Bingxiang, refrigerator. Bingxiang refrigerator. Dian guo rice cooker. Dian guo rice cooker. Re shui qi water heater. Re shui qi water heater. Dian shi TV. Dian shi TV. Hong gan ji dryer machine. Hongganji dryer machine. Xiyiji washing machine. Xiyiji washing machine.
O ayan mga kababayan, natuto ba kayo this time sa mga Chinese na tinuro ni Miss Amber ngayon? Sana matandaan niyo lahat ha, kasi lagi natin 'yan ginagamit sa bahay. Kung halimbawa kayo, meron kayong mga advices na gusto namin ituro sa inyo, pwede rin kayo mag-leave ng message sa amin fan page na Feel at Home Ka Dito ni Kaibigan Jay. Hanapin nyo lang po ang Feel at Home Ka Dito. Okay, Miss Amber, pwede ka na ba magsimula maglaba ngayon dahil ang dami natin damit hindi pa nalalaba?
Tumutulog na ako.
Ang daya mo naman. Sige na nga. So, magpapaalam na muna tayo sa mga kababayan natin, okay ba?
Okay.
O, sige. Okay po, sa susunod na lang uli.
See you next week!
Turing ang iyong sariling naghahawi ng ulam.
以上节目与广告是由劳动部劳动力发展署委托制播的菲律宾 Tagalog 语广播节目宾至如归飞向马尼拉。感谢收听，下次空中再会。
Ang programang Feel at Home Ka Dito ay handog ng Ministry of Labor, Workforce Development Agency at binuo ng Taiwan Broadcasting Company. Bingzhi Rugui, Feixiang Manila. Maraming salamat po sa pakikinig ninyo.